Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Monday. I love Monday. Everybody knows that. Sorry, I had very good candy. It's very expensive candy. This radio show costs a lot of money, and well, it's funny because they have these great candies in the front of the studio, and I always feel like I need to have minimum two or three.
Yeah, two or three. I need to have six or eight at least.
Hello, Marek Bacik.
Hello. How are you doing, Ilona?
Hi. It's nice to have you with me on Accent On.
I know. Nice to be here.
In 1 hour, everybody will be switching to LA Talk Radio video channel, which Accent On TV, the best of Poland, Europe, and whole world will be filmed there on camera. And this is very exciting because, like I said, I think it's like 4 months, Marek, that we have a pleasure and we are honored to have one show.
Yeah, and in 5 more months, I'm going to have a baby.
You are losing weight.
Yeah, not really. But we'll
then I don't
happens.
Know what we'll do with this baby in your stomach. Okay, everybody knows now that Marek is funny, and Marek is co-hosting the show with me minimum twice a month, sometimes 3 times a month, and today we'll be there. We'll be very, very busy show because we have few guests coming outside of the guests that we have today in our show. Then time to introduce her. She's tall. She's hot. She's a singer. She is a songwriter. She's originally from Poland, but really she lives here for, I think, 1 year. And she will have great story to tell us about her dreams to become the bestest, the greatest singer in whole world.
That's right.
What is your name?
Violet.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's like color.
Oh, my God. And I just love how she says Violet. We know in Poland, Violet will be Violet.
Yeah.
Polish Violet, yeah, yes.
Yeah. Correct.
Yes, they're very good. It's a beautiful name in Poland, too. But in Poland, they call you the same, yes?
Actually, not. No? In Poland, they call me Viola.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Violetka.
Yeah. Viola, so it's Violet here.
Huh. Hi, Violet.
And I just came up with this the name Violet. Here. Like
then again,
few years ago.
If you are introducing yourself, will you introduce yourself by first and second name or just one name, first name?
I would introduce myself with the first name, just Violet. Wow. I wouldn't say my second
could we?
Name. Yeah, we can absolutely.
We would love to. You know, I have you listed on Accent on both of the shows, and it's very complicated Polish words, and I think it's smart to not use the second one. I just add Europa to my name because I felt that it's easier for people to remember, and I think Violet, this is very beautiful name for everybody to remember.
It's
what
matching,
is your second name?
It's matching her because she's a beautiful lady.
She's a beautiful
Yay!
Lady. Again, she's almost 6.
I love it.
6 feet tall. This is amazing.
I am 5'11".
Yeah, she's
I'm
not
sorry.
6, she's 5'11".
But I have right now the sneakers with the wedge. That's why it seems that I'm so tall.
You're very
Probably
tall.
I'm like 6 right now. Yeah, you're that, right.
Yeah. Well, when you have these gorgeous shoes, this for sure is 6. But your second name?
Oli Faruk.
That's very unusual name.
I know.
Even
it's
in
so
Poland.
Hard.
Why? Who is coming from different part of the world?
I come from Bielsk Podlaski.
Yes. And your parents, they're Polish people?
They are. They live in Poland. So we live like next to Białystok. So that's why it's like UK at the end.
Aww.
And it's so difficult. I know.
It's complicated.
It is.
Yeah, you better stick with Violet.
I always have to spell my last name.
Yeah,
forget it.
I hate it.
We can say hi, mommy, hi, daddy, our whole
Yay!
Family there in Poland.
Right.
We love you dearly. But obvious for the reasons that Violet needs to be known as the first name because it's just easier to remember. And also describes her beauty. Very, very beautiful way. We'll be listening to your songs. But we have also in a studio gentleman. His name is Mateusz. And he will say hi, one word to us. Hi, Mateusz.
Hi.
Okay, hi. And we had your mom a week ago. And Aldona has her own PR agency in Warsaw called Dobre Media, which means good media. And she's here on a business trip, and we just become friends. And I think something really good will happen because of our relationship and meeting. Then, Mateusz, you are here for 2 weeks, yes, on a vacation?
Yes.
Okay, and you are going back to Poland when?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And you are starting your school, yes, tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's so funny. I promised to not talk to him, but I know he speaks English. And that's Ilona. I always ask people to say something. You are here with us in the studio, and it's really nice to have you here. And I wish you the best, and I'm hoping you'll be back in America very, very soon with your mama. Yes?
I hope so.
That's wonderful. Okay, then today's show is very unusual. I pre-recorded a week ago a show with the Iceman. He has his own show that is a top 40 country new artist. He introduces great singers, and it happened that I'm in a country genre. And I think I needed to know this man first because I'm developing lots of artists. I'm coaching them, I'm writing for them, producing a lot of different songs for them. And some of them are singing country. And I have this one girl who, she was here many times. Her name is Kira Nicole. And obviously she's only 12 years old and is just shaking the world right now. In finalists in unsigned only vocal competition, international vocal competition. She just got her first offer for the movie, and she, I think, when it comes to country, that's her first love, even when she sings everything. Then I felt like I will send a song to the Iceman, and he responded to me beautifully. He said, cool song, you know. Then I told him I wrote this one, then I was even more happy that he liked it, and he included Kira Nicole in his playlist, and I'm hoping that this beautiful girl will just achieve every dream, because everybody in this studio is dreaming about something. And today we'll be listening to pre-recorded conversation with the Iceman, and he will be talking why he likes young artists. And also, I think, let's start maybe, and we'll listen to Kira Nicole, 12 years old, beautiful singer. I know her for a year and a half, and I took her when she was 10 and a half under my wings, and look at it. Everybody listens to her. She's great.
Logic makes me
Okay, that was great fade out. But I think we will be listening right now with to the Iceman, and everybody needs to understand. He has in the same time his own show, Top 40 New Artists, Country Charts. Then, wow, I'm so happy to get him, you know, right after my show. And just let's listen what he has to say about him loving the country music and bringing new artists to the top. Okay. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hi. You have an accent. Do you know that?
Oh, man. I know. People say there's a... They tell me I sound like Wolfman Jack from back in the day, man. So now you're going to... Guy, it sounds like Wolfman Jack doing country. And I really think that's what the... That's what everybody likes. It's different. It's not the same old thing.
You know what is most honest and truthful, and seems like a little rough. Seems like I will say that you are like down to earth, and you are ready to fight, and you know, just very, very cool. You know, okay. First and foremost, we need to explain to our listeners who is the Iceman. Who are you?
Who am I? Okay. The Iceman, it's pretty easy. The Iceman is a guy that wanted to be in radio ever since he was a little kid, many years ago. I'm not going to tell you my age. And I loved radio all my life. And I was able, I went to school for it, from the power of the internet, to create a radio station. And I used Iceman and because I love hockey. There were two things I've always loved in my life. Hockey and radio, and that allowed me to create a station. But what happened along the way, I fell into this genre of new country. I found that new country artists were so talented, and the country genre, they're so loyal, and no one was helping these artists to get out there. You know, the big labels pick who they want, and I'm like, wow, there are so many great artists out there. I want to help them. I want to create a show where it's not a show that sounds like all the rest. I rival mainstream. My top 40 rivals the mainstream. And you'll hear these artists, and they're the best artists you've never heard of, but you will soon.
Iceman
is just someone who loves music, loves helping people, but he's a personality.
You are doing something amazing, because I was watching you, and I was watching you on a Facebook and always going back into your pages. I'm mostly writing and singing and developing lots of talents, but in genre that is not country. I have one artist that I introduced to you, Kira Nicole, with a little bit on my own, and it happens that she's the 12 years old, young, beautiful, amazing, talented girl. And I was thinking, my gosh, I found somebody who cares about young sounding country and young artists, new artists. Because you know what? In a way, when we are driving cars and we are listening to radio over and over, we are listening to the same few songs. And I'm sure it's the same with country. It drives me crazy. America is so, so big. And when it comes to country radio, when I listen to the new country, I'm not saying young, the new, but when I'm listening to Top 40, I will say country music goes into unusual, beautiful way into mixing of pop and rock and country and little hip hop. It's something very new and voguish right now to be a country singer. But young people, how they can enter into this so tight business, and they say, here I am, I may be 12, my 18, 20, listen to me, I represent what country music is, I write the songs, they're honest, they're lovely, nobody cares. It's so hard to be alone. And you are from, like, I don't want to say nowhere, because you have great past, but so strong. You, in few months, you not only created the biggest, the greatest, you know, site that I saw when it comes to country music. You have a radio station. Now you are internationally, more than 130 radio stations syndicated. How are you doing that? Teach me.
It's just, it's the passion. It's being, you know, it's being relentless. It's working. My theory is I work like somebody's working 24 hours a day to take it away from me. We have something special. I just hit 139 countries. I'm on, you know, over 2,000. We're building a syndication network of stations. I have hundreds of emails that come to me a week from Honest. And the artists range in age. I got the young artists. I got the middle age. We got some of the older traditional. But I have to listen to every song because I don't want to miss that person that deserves a shot. Ugh. And for me, it's just things are taking off. As you know, I was just signed by a publicist and a management company out of Burbank.
I know,
this is getting so big for me that it's taking off. It's unbelievable.
The
bigger I get alone, the bigger all the artists are going to get that I play, because I'm going to be that personality, like the Wolfman Jack, that the personality helps the artist, because the personality becomes this large figure, and you can't ignore them, and that in turn helps the people that he's trying to get out there.
You are so right. Every artist deserves great manager. I just 5 minutes ago had a pleasure to talk to Janis Joplin manager and Frank Zappa. He will be on my show also in a few weeks. But we were talking about is that having somebody like you to caring so much about new talent and just saying this is not only work, this is your passion and responsibility. Yes. To just bring the young new talent up front for people to just know what's going on and maybe not only listen to everything what we already know so well. It really takes time, but devotion, this is what probably you are. You are the devoted lover.
Absolutely right. But the amazing thing is, for the past year, I was doing everything myself. I had a staff that helps me with production, but I was doing everything myself. Now with the management company, Boundless Entertainment out of Burbank, who will be representing me, now I have somebody working and picking it up where they're going to get me out there even more, because I think, wow, look what I accomplished by myself. Imagine now when I got all these stations coming to me and these publicists and these management companies. So now it's just going to get bigger. I mean, there are so many things they have planned for me. You're visiting stations. It's all about the new artist. I'll never be a mainstream DJ. It's all going to be helping the artist. That's what the Wolfman did. He went to stations and pushed the artist, and people close to him see that in me. So I'm really excited. I'll tell you, if I hit Powerball tomorrow, I'm getting up and doing the same thing I did yesterday, because I love it.
And we wish you really, really good luck with that. And I believe you accomplish everything what you are saying, because that will be your life. That's what you love to do. But in a way, when you'll be here in Burbank, I'm hoping we can catch you somehow here, and maybe I can bring you to studio and organize outside of my Monday show, because you have your great Monday show at the same time when I have Accent On, and then the Best of on Camera show. Then I will be trying to talk to a head of LA Talk Radio, and just maybe we can find another time that you are free to come and just, you know, talk.
I'd love to. I'm in Burbank the 22nd of September to the 26th.
Okay.
I leave the next day on the 27th, man. I'd love to. It's just, you know, like I said, I'm just passionate about what I do. I love what I do. But I'm a character. I mean, this is me. I'm a regular guy, a owner. I'm not something that corporate radio created. I'm just a regular guy doing what I love, and it's taken off. And that's what I like about it. It's like, I'm not something that corporate radio created, so I'm somebody that all these people can relate to, but I'm a character. And I'm going to tell you, I am a character. If you meet me, you're going to say, wow, this guy, Yeah, he is a character, and he's crazy, and it fits him perfect. But I love what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's the most important. And, of course, for me, a lady who is originally from Poland, and I will say I'm character too in some ways, and I entered to the radio 3 years ago without even knowing what I will be accomplishing 3 years later, and just trying every Monday to do better and better job, find a great better and better guest for myself. And now I have two shows. One is on a camera also that I'm trying to develop. And but I am also a musician and songwriter. And I see that when it comes to country music, LA is maybe a little behind. And I think by having your management company in Burbank, in LA, maybe something good will happen also for country music and country singers who are living in LA. And we could give them time on my radio show to bring them to studio, or anybody who is just traveling through LA and they would like to just stop by. I would love to give them the time.
Yeah, I did that for a reason. There were a couple of reasons. I have close ties to the management company in Burbank, but even before we came together, you know, I go down to Nashville once every couple of months, and I'm going into the honky-tonks and looking for artists. But, you know, with all due respect to Nashville, it's not all about Nashville. That's where a lot of the decisions are made, but they're a great country artist, not only all over the United States, but all over the world. So that's why I did what I did, because everybody, you know, says, well, Nashville, yeah, Nashville's great. Nashville has its point, but there are great artists all over the place, not in that one place.
And you are so
right. So that's why I'm happy to be coming to L.A. and to Dallas and to Canada like I do, because it's all over. It's not just in one spot.
And to be really a little cuter and sweeter, I just loved it when I saw your name, Bobby Gołąbowski. I right away knew that you must be a little bit Polish. And then you,
I read. Yes, I am. I'm half.
Is it mommy or daddy was Polish?
My father was.
No, hi,
my
Daddy.
My father was.
And do you remember from what town he came from in Poland?
No, I you know, I could call and ask him.
Yeah,
but,
next time.
No, but his parents came right from Poland, too.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So yes.
And Mama
yes,
is...
I do have that.
And Mama is Italian, yes?
Italian, yeah.
That's
the hottest
combo.
Because in one of the articles, they put me on the front page of one of the local newspapers. And the funny thing was, how did a half Polish, half Italian guy from, you know, Providence, Rhode Island, wind up changing country music? You know, they specifically made that quote.
This is a great sample.
No,
it's perfect sampler, because you're right. I remember when Shania Twain was so popular, and I was developing a lot of talent, new young singers, and of course everybody was crazy about her, and they were coming to me saying, Ilona, write a country. And I was from Poland, and I look at myself and look at then my husband, and I'm like, I don't know if I will be able to, but I love this style of music. I love the pop into, you know, what country was bringing more pop sound. Shania was just amazing. And yeah, and I know I start writing like crazy because I had people trying and paying me for that. Then, you know, nobody cared. If they liked the song, they just took it, recorded, and, you know, and in the bag, when I look at, I was asking myself the same question, how the Polish lady can write something that people call country. And this is a little twist, but you have your own twist too, because you have blood of Italian and Polish person, the toughest, greatest, the most fired, you know, blood in your, you know, in your body, and you know how to fight with passion for something that you want. And I know your artists will just be the happiest, and they are probably already to see.
And I get hundreds and hundreds of songs. People, I get songs now from artists that want me to hear what songs they're making and which ones they should come up with. I get so many songs. But now, see, this is how I find artists, alone, that no one finds. There's an artist right in L.A. Her name is Paloma Lokas. She sings country, and she's Polish.
Oh, my gosh, I want her.
She was actually on my Top 40 last year. Top 40 show.
You need to contact me with her. I will bring her to my show. Please, 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 of course.
I'm gonna send you a message on social media.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to give you her name. and it's Paloma. I think I believe she lives in San Clemente.
Oh, Sacramento.
I think she might be in San Clemente now.
Maybe she can fly. I'm sure she will be trying to play in LA too, in some clubs. Then we can always schedule the time that is good for her. That would be great. Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Okay,
she's a Polish country artist, and she's good too. I like her music.
That's so cool. Okay, Bobby or the Iceman, could you tell us one more time name of your show, how people can get in touch with you, and just maybe before we say bye bye to each other, and in the future we'll see each other face to face soon, hopefully soon in September, how we can find you? Name of your show is.
I have two shows. My main show is the Top 40 New Country Chart. I developed the chart, and I have a formula where these artists appear. It's not a voting chart. So I have the Top 40 chart, and I also have a show called Ice in the AM. I have a morning show. To find me, I'm real easy to find. And I tell you what, I'm so easy to find that I hope my ex-wife's divorce lawyers don't come looking for me again. I don't want to make myself that easy. But you can find me by going to theicemanshow.com.
That's the
coolest. And that will show you all my links to all my affiliates that plays the show, social media. That's the easiest way, theicemanshow.com.
I love it. Let's bring country music to L.A., and let's bring the Iceman to L.A. Let's bring everything what is the best that you think we're supposed to listen to. Then, like I said, Accent On with Ilona Europa and Accent On TV on the camera, the best of Poland, Europe, and America welcomes you with open arms, and I just cannot wait to meet you and talk to you from time to time because it's a pleasure to meet you.
Same here, Ilona. I want to thank LA Talk Radio for the opportunity and yourself. I look forward to meeting you in person in about a month when I'm in LA. LA, get ready. The Iceman's coming,
woo-hoo!
Baby.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great night. You take care now.
Thank you. Is he great or what? Wow. Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, that was a really good interview, very, very unusual. The Iceman is a for sure character, and I cannot wait to meet him. Hopefully, we'll be friends forever, and we'll discover some great artists. Again, please, everybody, check his website. He cannot be, seems like, in two places at one, but seems like on Mondays when we pre-record his interview, he can be on his show and our show, Accent On, with Ilona Europa. Thank you again, the Iceman, for the interview. Okay, welcome back here. Let's listen maybe to our main guest song, Violet.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, I think you mentioned it would be good to start from the Play Rough
song. Let's do it.
Let's do that, and we'll talk why this title. Okay.
Sometimes I just wanna be held a lot differently. And sometimes I just wanna get down more naughty. Maybe we can even get spontaneous. More and get adventurous. I wanna be your little curious, curious. I just wanted to be a little harder, harder.
Sometimes I just wanna play a little harder. Get a little wild, taking farther.
All over the house, chasing me around and you catch me. Pick
me up, pull my hair down.
Play around. I just wanna think I shower and see you there. We can make a lot of noise and get water everywhere. Maybe we can even get spontaneous. We're taking up more and get adventurous. I wanna be your little curious, curious. I just wanted to be a little harder, harder. Sometimes I just wanna play a little harder. Get a little wild, taking farther. All over the house, chasing me around when you catch me. Pick me up, pick me up, pull my hair down, lay me on the ground. And I love what you do when you follow me around. Oh, play rock. I love your hands all through my hair. Yeah, let's play rock. I wanna wave a white flag in the air. In the air. Play rock, play rock. Play rock, play rock. Let's play rock. Sometimes I just wanna play a little harder.
I really, really like that you chose this song. You know, I love dance music. Like I said, last month I'm charting very highly on a really
good... That's right.
Yeah, good charts with my dance song. And then I love this genre of music. But also I know a little bit, Violet, your bio, and you ended that you would like to just put on the market a soul CD, more soulful.
That's so true.
Then, in a way, singer from dance, electronica, pop into the soul music. And I know you have it all, you know, and nothing wrong to do everything, because that's what singers really supposed to do, record and enjoy and find out what is the right genre for the moment or for whole life. And but you mentioned, let's start from this one. Why?
I was trying to find myself for so many years. I've been singing since I was 8 years old, and I've been singing pop music. And people actually were telling me to record pop or dance music because then my music is gonna be in the radios, people will be playing the music in the clubs. It did make sense to me that I could make money of it. But right now, I'm at this point, I'm 25 years old, and I feel that I don't feel this music. I want to do what I love to do. So in my heart, definitely play soul music. I was always listening to soul singers like Joss Stone, Amy Winehouse. It was always big inspiration to me. So I want to go back to the music I really love. I don't want to do pop anymore. I would sing it, absolutely, yes. If you would give me a good track, I would do that. But in my heart, definitely play soul.
Do you think Marek will let her switch from the dance, electronica, pop, commercial music to very, very intelligent, soulful? And really, I'm sure she'll be great doing that too. Will let her?
You know, after the song play Rav, I don't know.
Okay, you are
It's like, it's a good song. It's a catchy song.
It is.
So, and I guess she likes to play Rav. So,
yeah.
I love to play Rav.
So there you go.
Okay.
You know?
I really, really think you have a long journey in front of you, and me too. I'm much older than you, and I still don't know who I am. And like you said, when you get good track in front of you, mostly you are in love with the song sometimes. It's maybe not what you want to sing forever, but if song is good, it's just a good song. You know, it's like, why not try red color, which you never had a dress, maybe red, but then one day you put the red in, like, hot, and not only black, which everybody likes black,
yeah.
black. Okay. We have another song, and we call the song In Love. Why? I want to hear a story.
Play Rough to In Love.
Story behind this
Actually,
one.
Actually, you know what? I didn't write this song. My producer from Atlanta, Darnell Dalton, he just showed me like few songs. He said, "What song do you want?" I'm like, this song is catchy. I like something about this song. I never really like put out this song. The Play Rough was the main one. So I don't have like too much story about this song. So I just recorded and it's in on my computer. That's it. I didn't put it out.
I love her honesty.
So you weren't really in love?
Right now.
Somebody else was in
love. I just play rough.
That's it. That's awesome. That's awesome. Welcome to the Rough Club.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, let's listen to another song. Okay, in love.
Can we go all the way?
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Tell me. You are now in LA. You were before in Florida for 1 year. So many things happened in your life. So many great people you met. Your dreams are skyrocketing right now. And I know the third song is a premiere in a way. We'll talk about the last song that you sent it to me, and we'll be playing a little bit. I want to know about your life in LA. who you are working with right now, what is your dream. It's just tell us more about your day-to-day life. Okay.
I'm so excited. So I moved here 1 year ago. I was trying to get to this vocal coach, very well known in LA. His name is Stevie Mackey. It was super, super, super hard because he's a super busy guy. He has so much going on. He teaches Jennifer Lopez, Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber, JoJo. So he has like so many great singers under his wings. And after, I'm a stubborn person, so after like few times, finally he did email me back saying, hey, come over on Thursday. I was on my way. I was, oh Lord, I was so excited. So I've been working with him for 1 year, and oh my gosh, I've progressed so much. Like right now I see the difference between like Polish teaching when it comes to the vocal coaches and here. It's like totally gospel. He's like totally gospel guy. Like it's totally different than Polish people.
You're just reaching to your soul. That's what
exactly.
It is.
And I know that that's your dream, because you will be working, or you are working on your album, and soulful music is what you want to sing right now.
Yeah, totally. Like my dream is to record my first album, soul album. I don't want to do more like pop music. It doesn't catch my heart anymore. And I started also playing the piano. I finished actually the musical school in Poland. It was when I was young, very young, and I didn't like playing the piano that time. I didn't know it's gonna be so important in my life.
Yeah.
And now I feel, oh my gosh, I need to play the piano. Everyone plays the piano. Everyone dances here. They play the piano. They write music. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to start all over again with that.
Right. That's beautiful, because your journey is about discovery, but also learning, learning, learning. And in LA, so many stars, so many dreamers.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
was once a star or is dreaming to become one, and they learn, they study, they just take auditions, they just never ever stop. Then it's a tough place to be, but I think it's the most important place for artists to be also. Then I think you are in great place. And I have this another song that I want to play. Like I'm so always looking at the clock. Our show is almost close to the end, and I would like to play the track number 2, and it's like premiere. Why did you say this is like premiere? Nobody
heard
it
yet. Oh my god, you know what, I met with my producer on the lunch, and he said, let's do something. It's a new producer from LA to Brandon Howard. So we thought, okay, let's go to the studio, let's record something. So we just record the song. We didn't mix it or anything. It just missing it.
And we love this about Accent On that we have a chance of playing songs
it's
like that.
Funny.
They're fresh, they're like just cooking, still cooking.
Yeah, it's still in
progress.
We're
cooking, but we'll be playing. Okay, do you have title for the song?
I don't.
I love it. Okay, I don't. That's good title. I don't.
I don't.
I don't have a title.
I gotta say, I feel like this like every day. You always get me tickets to the endless games that you keep playing. Honestly, I told myself, I promise that the last time would be the last time. Just tell me that you love me. Just tell me that you want me. Back and down, but here I'm on my back again. It's cool and on till we start to realize the time is slipping. you love me. Just tell me that you want me. Tell me I'm the only one. Say that you quit hurting me. You do this all the time, but you're still on my mind. I just don't know what to do.
Are we lucky that we are able to play songs like that? It's uncensored show, and I really think that people forgive us the cool, unusual ending of the
song. I think
song.
That's the
but
most.
You sound beautifully. I think it's really good. What do you think?
I think this is the most F words we ever use on this show.
I know, I wasn't asked,
but
hey.
I think she just beat the record.
I did. LA Talk Radio is uncensored radio station, and we can play stuff like that. Then thank you so much, Violet.
Thank you.
You will be back a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
And you will bring your friends.
Bring your sisters.
I will bring sisters. Yeah.
And more songs.
Marek Bacik, we are moving to another studio, and we'll be taping our Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe. Mateusz, thank you for being here with us, and safe flight to Poland. And in the end, always, Ilona Europa. Turner Keys song is right now charting on the top 100 of One Nation Under Groove mix shows, and we are fighting against Sam Smith, Madonna, Ariana Grande, and The Weeknd, and Sia. And let's see if next month I will fall down or I will go up. Right now, 32nd position.
Yes.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.